Dear Cheap Astronomy, is dark energy a dead duck? For the record, here at Cheap Astronomy, we've always maintained that dark energy has been taken way too seriously by science communicators. Cosmologists only ever intended it to be seen as a black box stamped, "We don't know what this is." Here at Cheap Astronomy, we don't know what it is either, although on several occasions now, we have sought to explain why it obviously isn't energy. Anyhow, an October 2016 paper in Nature Scientific Reports challenges the notion that the universe is accelerating in its expansion rate, which was a finding first announced in the late 1990s. The authors claim that their analysis of a much larger and more current supernovae type 1a dataset indicates that in fact the universe is expanding at a constant rate. But here it's important to distinguish what science communicators are saying versus what the authors are saying. It's certainly not the case that these authors have analysed a new dataset that no one else had paid any attention to for the last two decades. In reality, the entire cosmology community are well aware that the supernovae type 1a dataset has expanded tenfold since the 1990s. This is, after all, one of the hottest topics in cosmology, given that it wins people Nobel Prizes. What the authors actually did was to analyse a current supernovae type 1a dataset, which everyone knows about, in a whole new way, using some different assumptions that aren't routinely applied in this context. Of course, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that, and this is often the way that scientific breakthroughs happen. But once you appreciate that context, you should be reaching for your skeptical goggles before reading too much more about this topic. In a nutshell, it's not the case that the authors used the same 1990s analysis on the bigger dataset that's available today. Instead, they apply a whole different statistical analysis, known as maximum likelihood estimation, and got a different result. Maximum likelihood estimation seems a valid enough method to apply here. It's essentially a Bayesian approach that asks if an initial conclusion is still upheld in the face of more current data. But in doing so, the paper does beg the question as to whether any data trends have actually changed, or whether we are just applying different rules to its analysis. Nonetheless, it's a good science paper, in that it challenges people to reassess the evidence basis of their theories. Whether modern cosmology has been rocked to its core by this paper remains to be seen. In any situation like this, it will take years, maybe even decades, for the cosmology community to digest and debate this new perspective, and all the while, yet more data will be coming in. So, for an external observer, it's probably best just to wait and see. As for dark energy, it's no more a dead or a live duck than it's ever been. Really, it was never meant to provide a substantial explanation of the accelerating universe. It's just a place marker to indicate that there's something going on that we really don't understand. If this paper did turn out to be correct, it would be no more or less mysterious to find the universe was expanding at a constant rate. Indeed, if such constancy was ever confirmed, it would be quite strange, certainly as strange as acceleration, and it probably wouldn't be long before cosmologists started talking about dark stasis to try and explain it. So, sometimes it is best to acknowledge that we don't know everything and go out and get more data.